Hello and welcome to the Echo Chamber podcast. My name is Tony Groves and today we've got some good news. It's some good news. Speaking of bad news, Martin, how are you?
Have you got your t-shirt on? That's the best news we could get all day. No, seriously, it is.
This gets, I actually, do you know what? I was down in Talca Valley Park earlier for a run and I left the top on because I thought the locals were going through enough. I didn't want to punish people any more than they've already gone. This lockdown is hard enough without me blinding people.
Can I just remind people that, look, we rely on patrons for these podcasts and we do love doing good news podcasts and we've had a couple out this week. So stick your hand in your pocket and support the Tortoise Shack on patreon.com/Tortoise Shack.
Actually, if I could point you in the direction, this week is the week when they usually assemble in Davos, where they tell us the great and the good, tell us what we should all be doing and how the world should operate. This year, it's all moved online because of COVID, but it's still happening. And as a counterweight to that, the Fight Inequality Alliance are a global movement and they are putting on their own events to counter. And I love to use the hashtag abolish billionaires. Not a bad hashtag. And we've got three podcasts up on the feed with the activists and the organizers and the conveners from across the world. And you know what? The Tortoise Shack is absolutely thrilled to have been chosen to work in partnership with them. We couldn't believe it when we were asked. So it's just great to be doing that sort of work. Anyway, enough the backslapping again. This is a good news story. We are thrilled to be joined on the line by Bernadette Darcy, because the last time we spoke, Bernadette, we were facing into early February and Ben's imminent deportation. Bernie, what's happened since?
Ben was supposed to go to report at the GNIB on the 12th of February. But yesterday, as I was walking up to the shop, my phone rang and it was Ben's lawyer. And Ben, he asked me how it was Ben, and I said he's suicidal, being honest. He's very depressed, very down. And the lawyer said, well, what can I do to help you? And I was there looking. I said, I don't know, like, just get the minister to revoke this deportation order. And he said, Bernie, I've done that. The deportation order has been revoked. And I burst out crying. I'm sure people said, there's that mad one crying on the street. I actually was in the middle of the street, bawling my eyes out, getting him to repeat it again and again and again, and asking him, was he sure that Ben's deportation order had been revoked?
That is brilliant. That is brilliant. How is Ben?
Ben is over the moon. Ben actually couldn't believe it when I rang him then. And he like that, he kept on asking me, was I sure? And was I sure that it was his lawyer that I was talking to? He's over the moon. We're both on a legal high. I'd hate to see if we were on an illegal high, because last night we just couldn't sleep. We were awake until about 6 o'clock this morning, even though everybody said, oh, you'll sleep, the pressure is off. But we just couldn't sleep. Like, we just kept on looking at each other and saying, it's gone, like, the weight is gone. And responding to the massive outpouring of support and thanks, like, from everybody, both on Twitter and Facebook. It's just unbelievable.
Well, Bernie, for what it's worth, we are absolutely thrilled that this is the case, and we can't tell you how appreciative we are. I'm delighted for both of you. I mean, we're not going to give up the idea of the problems with our asylum system and the problems with direct provision and how this is going to go. But we're absolutely thrilled for both of you.
We actually have the man at the moment here. It's taken a bit of convincing, but sure, he's here and he's auntie, and we all love him and we'll forgive him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hiya, Ben. How are you?
Thank you very much.
We're delighted to see that that it's been revoked. We are absolutely delighted. How do you feel about it?
Oh God, so I just feel relieved. That's all.
Good. Are you going to get a good night's sleep tonight?
Yeah, I've already had the sleep. In fact, I couldn't sleep anyway because of
excitement.
You know, so yeah. I have to go take a sleeping pill so I can sleep deeply.
Yeah, it'll come. It'll come, Ben. It will.
Well, I tell you, Ben, that smile is worth it. That smile has lit up this podcast. And Bernie has obviously campaigned tirelessly, and we know the two of you have made your life, and we're just, you know, we're delighted. We're disgusted that it had to be done, that all this campaigning, this activism, and all of this public mobilization had to be done. And, you know, for my part as an Irish citizen or whatever that means, I almost feel like apologizing to you. But today I want to also be positive and say that this is a good moment, and you guys deserve every happiness now. You really do.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, man. It's absolutely brilliant to have come out the other side with a positive
result.
Result. But while we have the positive results, we actually want to remember everybody who hasn't, everybody who's still fighting their deportation orders. As last night, as I was reading messages, thank you messages on Facebook and Twitter, I was getting inbox messages, can you help me now? Can you help me now? I've no problem. I'll help anybody at this stage to try and stop their deportation orders, that he who lives here belongs here.
Absolutely.
And abolish the reclamation.
Absolutely, Bernie. And that is true. We need to move beyond this. We've called it out on this podcast several times. There's no room. This white paper is due. And if we see so much as let's reform direct provision, well, then we know it has failed. It has to be abolition. It has to be bringing people into the community and letting people have a life, getting on with their life. Because Ben, you've lived a life delayed for a number of years now. Your life has been on pause.
14 years. The deportation actually started in 2011.
Wow.
That's 9 years carrying this weight on my shoulder, you know?
Yeah, it's brilliant to see. It is absolutely. I mean, it really is brilliant. Both of your faces are lit up, and we can see the difference, particularly in Bernie. Bernie was so worried the last time we were talking to her, and it just seems a weight has been lifted. So we are truly delighted for you both, and I'm sure our listeners are too. Absolutely delighted for you both.
Yes, thank you. But actually, I'm happy, I know. And I really, really appreciate all the efforts people put in, like you guys and others who sent the petition to the minister. But one thing I'm going to say, it is not that the minister, from our point of view, that the minister is heartless. I don't see it that way. This is what she did now for me, from my own point of view. The way I look at it, it's courageous. Because there have been ministers before her who have gotten my own letter. You know? In fact, the previous minister got this letter that she received now. You know? So that one did not do anything about it. And when I wrote to that letter to the previous minister, I copied the Tishak. Mm-hmm. The Tishak, that then it was Leo Varaka.
Yes.
He responded to me and said, don't have it here, I will have read it to you, that the minister will respond to my letter, to my request. Because I copied him and I appealed to him to use his good office as the father of the nation to kind of intervene, that this is my situation. If he can do it, you know, as the father of the nation. But apparently he couldn't do it because he cannot intervene. But he said, I will pass you on, like telling me he has passed on my message to the minister, that the minister will respond. How I took on the minister's duties. That's how I saw that letter. Because I even copied the president too, the Higgins. And he responded that to me. I said, I'm sorry, the constitution does not allow me to intervene.
I'm glad that you've said that it was courageous, because it's going to take courage to end direct provision.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's going to take someone to step up and say, you know, in lieu of, we have just seen the entire country go through an upheaval over our history with mother and baby homes. And then they've talked about in the same week, they said, oh, and we shouldn't make sure institutionalization isn't happening, doesn't happen anymore, while it is actually actively happening in direct provision centers. So it's going to take courage by Roderick O'Gorman and by his colleagues and the Taoiseach indeed to say we're going to abolish direct provision. I really, really can't stress enough, like, it's great to hear your voice, Ben, because you are the voice of the people who are actually in those numbers, because we see the numbers way too often, you know, this number of asylum seekers and only a few percentage of them are legitimate, and all of this nonsense that gets played out in as if we're not talking about people's lives. There are lives, and there are much more than just numbers at stake here. Personally, Ben, are you happy now that I know it's very hard to put this behind you, but now you feel like you can maybe see more light at the end of the tunnel? There's more hope now.
Yes, there is. There is. There's more hope right now. That is to give me my leave to remain. But this is for that to happen, the minister has to revoke this one first before that next one. So that's what I am expecting to happen next. So that at least this final phase of, I don't know what to call it, will be over finally. Then I can say, okay, imagine I've been here for 14 years and I've been battling this thing for 9 years. If I were working for 9 years, and I'm paying tax, even if it's 100 euro for a year. A week. You know how much that?
Oh, yeah.
And times multiplied by the number of people who are in my situation.
Absolutely.
The government is actually, the country is actually losing and keeping somebody there. Meanwhile, the person is being depressed. His health is deteriorating. Then, and in addition to all these other things, but when somebody's out there doing something that he likes and contributing to the economy, is a positive, you know? So that's why I feel, much as I've received it now and I'm relieved, I don't know what else to say about that, all to say, at least I have to say thank you for the minister for being courageous.
Ben and Bernie, thank you so much, and we are really delighted that there is a happy ending to this story. Thank you for talking to us on the Tortoiseshell, and we wish you all the best in the future. We hope everything goes really well for you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Reminder to listeners, you can go on, you just follow the hashtag end direct provision. Let's not have this play out time and time again, because there's not always happy endings, and even the there's not always happy endings. We need to do better for people who live here, belong here, and let people get on with their bloody lives. It doesn't make any matter to you. Get over yourself and your own hang-ups. Bernie and Ben, we are delighted, we are thrilled, and all the best to you guys now.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Look, to listeners, we remind you, patreon.com/tortoiseshack. If you are a Tortoiseshack supporter, if you're a member right now, stick with us, because we're going to do a couple of more minutes actually after that podcast, because Martin's been a crazy 24 hours. If you're not a member, please look, head over to patreon.com/tortoiseshack. There's a range of tiers there. Something might tickle your fancy. There's a lot of additional content, including the next few minutes of myself and Martin breaking down the last 24 hours. If you don't feel like supporting us, maybe let your friends know. We have no ads, no sponsors, totally reliant on you guys. Thank you.
Tony and Martin, Martin and Tony, speaking to interesting people only. It's the X. now on Patreon.